I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Seven of the 10 prisoners that escaped are still out there. So, are you concerned? You know this is national news, international news. You know this is all over CNN and the cable news channels. It's national news. So, we just look like a bunch of coon asses that don't know what the hell we're doing. You know, people look at us as a backward state. They do. We're looked at as a backward state. And we continue to prove it. I mean, how could this happen? So, you know, we've heard that there are cameras. There are cameras. But the cameras were not the cameras were not being watched. The video of the live feed of the cameras, it was not being watched all the time. Well, what good does it do to have cameras if somebody's not watching them? Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson has had one controversy after another. And this is a big, big mistake. You know, you can make some mistakes and make up for it. Some mistakes you just can't make up for. Let me just go through the list of some of these people. So 7 out of the 10 are still on the loose. This group includes a convicted murderer, one inmate charged with attempted first-degree murder, and domestic abuse. Three are facing second-degree murder charges, another held on domestic abuse charges, and another was convicted in a federal court for firearms possession. So here we are, the citizens of the greater New Orleans area and probably neighboring states, at risk due to blatant incompetence and neglect. How does this happen? You know, again, I think this is one of those unforgivable mistakes. You can't put the citizens at risk. I mean, they ripped the toilets away from the wall. Susan Hudson was even saying something like she thought it might be an inside job and that her political competitors, her political opponents might be responsible for this because they wanted to make her look bad. Could they have been involved? I'm sure that there's a possibility that somebody on the inside was involved with this. But are you concerned? I mean, I have to be honest with you. I'm not concerned. I don't expect any of these people to show up where I am. But that doesn't mean they couldn't. They could. I mean, you know, two of these people were on Royal Street. I mean, how smart do you have to be to break out of jail and then you're going to high-profile Royal Street? Just walking down the street. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, I'm glad they were stupid because they got caught. But This is just a mistake that shouldn't happen. And it makes us look stupid. So now we've got these people free in our society. They're already known to be criminals. They've already, you know, I guess the sad thing, though, too, is that there's another problem here. Some of these people have been in jail too long. And if I'm not mistaken, the Constitution guarantees a right to speedy trial. Well, some of these people are waiting to go to court, some of them for years. That's not fair to the prisoners. I'm not taking up for the prisoners who committed the crimes. But, you know, you do have rights. And the state may be responsible for that. And Mayor Cantrell, she had one press conference, and then a long time went by. She's not regularly updating people. And then there was another press conference. She was at the press conference with the governor over the weekend. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I mean, are you concerned? I mean, I'm not going to let this change my life. Yeah, I mean, if I see some, you know, strange person walking, you know, toward me, or if I see somebody trying to sneak around my neighborhood, well, yeah, I'm going to call 911. I don't expect that to happen, but if it does, yeah, I'm going to report that. But I'm not scared. I hope you're not scared. I hope we're all vigilant. I hope we're all prepared to, you know, be on the lookout. I mean, we can be the eyes and ears for the police department. But it's scary, and it's also embarrassing that they're out there. And then the other thing is, why did they wait? Why did Susan Hudson and Orleans Parish, why did they wait? Why did the Sheriff's Department of Orleans Parish, why did they wait 90 minutes to tell NOPD? I'll tell you why I think they waited. Here's my theory. I think Susan Hudson was so embarrassed that this happened that she wanted to do everything she could to find them in 90 minutes so she wouldn't have to tell NOPD. And then it must have hit a panic moment where she had to tell NOPD and let them know. And Ann Kirkpatrick was talking about how, you know, they didn't know right away. They should have known right away, but they didn't know right away. And I think Susan Hudson was trying to cover her ass and not tell. Let's get them. I don't want to have to tell NOPD. I don't want the mayor. I don't want anybody to know. Let's get these people. Get them. 90 minutes goes by. They're gone. Running across the interstate. Just scampering away. So, again, a really embarrassing story once again defines New Orleans. And I don't think this is going to stop any conventions from coming here. I don't think this is going to stop anybody from, you know, continuing their vacation plans to New Orleans. I don't think that's going to happen. But it's still embarrassing when this gets on the news. And it gets on the news because this is a big story. Probably the largest jailbreak in Louisiana history. I mean, this is, you know, 10 people just escaping. And you know, the way they did it, I mean, obviously this had been planned for a while, and they all ripped the toilets away from the wall and just, I guess, snuck out through that back entrance or whatever was behind the toilet opened them up to freedom.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's go to Ian and see if we've got some text messages.
We sure do. Here's a text that says, "Nobody asked for my two cents, but I do not believe that the sheriff should be an elected position. This opens the door for anyone to be sheriff, qualified or not, based totally on their popularity. The job is too important to have the possibility of someone unqualified in it."
But the other part of that is, if it's an appointment, then it could also go to somebody who is not qualified, because quite often appointments go to people who donate a lot of money to a campaign. You know, remember Mitch Landrieu had the sewage and water board director? He didn't know about that stuff. And he was in that position because he was a crony of Mitch Landrieu. So, you know, sometimes the wrong person gets in the position because they donated a lot of money. So there's a flaw in that system as well. You know, if it's an elected position, the voters need to be smart enough to ask questions, and the media needs to also do a good job of vetting these people. Like, this person is running for sheriff, but this person doesn't know anything about being sheriff. And look, the salaries for these elected positions, there's money in this. I mean, this is a hell of a salary. And there's a pension, and, you know, who knows, under certain circumstances, somebody may get the salary for the rest of their life. And I don't know what the salary is, and we can find that out. But being mayor, being the Orleans Parish sheriff, yeah, there's big money in that. That's a good salary.
Yeah, if it's got to be one or the other, you know, elected or appointed, I would opt for elected. But that assumes that the electorate
right.
is smart enough to not elect somebody that's wholly unqualified to do that job. I mean, whatever you can say about right. Sheriff Hudson, I don't think there was anybody who could verifiably say at the beginning of that election, she is objectively not qualified to do this, and that's why you shouldn't vote for her.
Right. Although apparently her opponent is Michelle Woodfork, who was interim police chief. And man, that person is totally qualified. She did a great job as interim chief. And I think she, at this point, is a shoo-in to win that election.
Here's a text that says, "Before the election, people were trying to warn that Susan Hudson was not a good fit. And y'all in media called everyone racist that raised that concern."
Well, I didn't. I can't speak for the media. I understand that point. I remember there were questions about her when she ran. I don't specifically remember the racism comments, but that doesn't mean that somebody didn't make them.
Well, here's what's interesting about this is it also kind of plays into the Joe Biden situation. And we spent a lot of time on this program talking about how some of the arguments that were being used in conservative media to paint Joe Biden as being unable to do the job were bad faith arguments that were not based on real evidence. That's where you get these words like the cheap fakes and the deep fakes, where they edit the framing of the picture to show Joe Biden speaking to somebody off camera like he's just an old man shouting at the clouds. But if you were to zoom out, you see that he's actually talking to a group of cadets there.
Right.
You know, so it's you can be right. You know, I don't think Fox News and their friends really knew any more than anybody else did that Joe Biden was, the cheese had quite slid off the cracker there. Like, they can be lying about that, and it can also be true. But that doesn't mean that they were right. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's kind of the same situation here. Were there people that made racist arguments against Sheriff Hudson, you know, during that election? Yes.
I'm sure. Yes.
But that doesn't mean that they were right, that she wasn't qualified.
And that also doesn't mean that the media in general was making those comments. Again,
right.
Because we were not involved in that at all. So I don't speak for the media. I only speak for this show, as you know.
It's maybe a bit of a tortured metaphor. So just to say, like, I could say something disparaging about you, like Scoot microwaves puppies, which sounds insane, right?
Right.
But if you are actually microwaving puppies, and we don't find that out until much later, I get to wave my little flag and say I was right all along, even though it was total conjecture on my point.
Well, you've got to watch out
for these things, because people will reach for the fact that they happened to be correct about something. And they'll, but well, we've saying it all along. And you didn't know any better than anybody else did. You were doing your job, which is to just get on TV and dump on the president all day.
It's kind of like somebody at the beginning of this season saying the Saints are going to be losers this year.
Yep.
And they turn out to be losers. You see, I told you at the
exactly
beginning.
Exactly right.
You don't really
you
know.
You didn't know.
No,
you didn't know.
And I would never microwave puppies. I mean.
Are you sure?
Hamsters.
Scoot not, on the I mean, air.
Yeah, and you sing Pop Goes the Weasel when you're doing that. You know,
dude.
You put a ferret in there
no.
and you sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
No.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.